Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyandersen.com for details.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Week 17, people, it's here, it's come, it has gone, it has went, whatever you want to call it at this point. But the NFL season has come and gone. The postseason is literally right around the corner. Next week, we have Wild Card Weekend. But man, oh man, Week 17 did not disappoint us once again. The Buffalo Bills, they come up and they show who they are. The Ravens are going to roll right into the postseason on a five-game winning streak. The Browns take care of business over the Steelers, a division foe who, oh well, yep, they'll be playing once again next week. And maybe the Steelers weren't trying to show them too much. Mason Rudolph playing, no Big Ben. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right, everything else going on, like the Giants who were hoping to get into the postseason with a win over the Cowboys, but they needed some help from the Eagles. And guess what? The Eagles didn't help them out too much. They didn't do it, man. That team from Washington, the Washington football team, is going to the postseason, people. 7-9 on the season. That's what the Washington Redskins are, and they will be representing the NFC East. They do get into the postseason. Packers, they get it done emphatically over the Chicago Bears, putting up 35 points once again. They score a ton of points. Aaron Rodgers looks great. The Packers have home field advantage throughout the NFC postseason. Good for them. Those are my Green Bay Packers. Love you guys. Colts, they're in the postseason. Chiefs, we know they're in the postseason. And yes, they have the top seed as well, like the Green Bay Packers. In the AFC, they are, though. Rams, they get in. Cardinals, you're out. Seahawks, you're in. Saints, they're in. Tampa, Tom is in. Titans get in. Really cool. That was a fun one. Man, oh man, good stuff. What a week. Week 17. It's the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're listening to me here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third-party companies like JSA and Beckett, you'll love Auction of Champions. Check out auctionofchampions.com.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE today.
Get it in here. I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Stay right.
Okay?
Right.
So if you can't roll with the big dogs, stay on the board.
Mayfield gets motion from one of the tight ends, takes the snap, gives. Chubb runs to the left, bangs it to the outside. He dives for the goal line. Touchdown, Nick Chubb, his second of the day. Beckham goes wide left, Bradley to the right. Now it's first and 15, and they're back at their 12. Mayfield with Chubb behind him. Mayfield under center on first down. Toss sweep, near side. Here comes Chubb with a cutback. He's out to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Here he goes to the 50. Here goes Chubb. He's going to go. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nick Chubb. He's got a hat trick. Wow, 88 yards by Chubb.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
That is just a fact of life.
That's right, baby. Welcome back in. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you are hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America, Week 17 style of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Man, oh man, and I'll tell you what, Nick Chubb, another solid day for that cat. And the Cleveland Browns are on their way into the postseason. I'm going to run you through the scores. I'm going to give you the final standings. I'm going to give you the outlook for what is wild card weekend next week. And then obviously from there, we'll break things down in general. The day started off pretty well for the Bills. They win 56-26 over the Dolphins, who had a really good season, I'll be honest with you. We'll get into a lot of this stuff later, and I just want to run through the scores quickly. Ravens 38-3 over the Bengals. Ravens, like I said, on a roll and on their way into the postseason. Winners of five straight, 11-5. Not the top seed, but you know what? Maybe ready to make some noise and doing it from a little bit of a different position. Browns do beat the Steelers 24-22. They'll face off again wild card weekend, so I'll be interested to see what the Pittsburgh Steelers throw at them, because I don't think they showed them too much with Mason Rudolph being the quarterback. 37-35, Vikes beat the Lions. Patriots 28-14 over the Jets, 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 Jets. And guess what? Adam Gase got the pink slip after the season is over. He's gone, so the Jets will be looking for a new head coach. Giants beat the Cowboys 23-19. Falcons go down to the Buccaneers 44-27. 35-16, Packers over the Bears. 32-31, Raiders beating the Broncos. That was an exciting one. Late one, Broncos did have a chance at like a 60-plus yard field goal. Obviously didn't happen. Raiders 32-31 over the Broncos. 28-14. That's the final with the Colts and the Jaguars. The Jaguars go down 1-15 on the season. They got the number one pick, baby. Chargers 38-21 over the Chiefs, who were resting guys, getting them ready for the postseason. Going to have a couple weeks off. Maybe not necessary, but you know what? What a nice luxury to not have to play this game and still have that number one seed. Cardinals go down to the Rams. They don't make the postseason either. Rams do get into the postseason. 18-17 final there. Kyler Murray had trouble staying on the field, got banged up early, and they did it behind their backup, John Wolford. That is, the Rams did it behind their backup, John Wolford, 18-7 over the Cardinals. 26-23, that's the final with the Seahawks and the 49ers. Good solid game from the 49ers, to be honest with you, man. Didn't have a lot to play for except to spoil the Seahawks season, made it competitive. Saints 33-7 over the Panthers. 41-38 Titans over the Texans. That was a really, really fun final finish to that game. Deshaun Watson gets his team down the field, ties it up. There's like 22 seconds left. You don't think that there's a chance for the Titans to make something happen. They do. A.J. Brown gets a long reception from Ryan Tannehill, sets them up for a late field goal. The field goal goes off of the upright. It goes into the upright and good. You can't make this stuff up is kind of what I'm saying to myself when it all happened and what I'm saying now. The Titans are in the postseason and behind a huge day from Derrick Henry. 250 yards on the ground, a couple of touchdowns, 34 carries, and over 2,000 yards on the season, people. What a day. What a day in the NFL. Week 17 definitely didn't disappoint me. Washington, that team from Washington, gets it done over the Eagles, 20-14 behind Alex Smith. And I'll tell you what. A lot of good stories. I don't think there's much better than Alex Smith and him getting back on the football field and getting his team to the postseason. Like, seriously, how freaking cool is that? Really cool. All right, love it. And a lot of Giant fans are upset with the Eagles because of how the game went down late. Eagles decide to go to their backup. I guess they already had to go to the backup in Jalen Hurts. We know that. But I guess Doug Peterson at some point said that he was going to get his other backup by the name of Nate Sufford into that football game. But the timing of it was incredibly interesting because it was at like the time when you wouldn't expect him to do it, when they needed to come up with something, put points on the board, final opportunity. I just wonder why he gave him that opportunity at that moment in time. And a lot of people are saying they felt like they threw the game. I don't feel like any team is throwing the game. I know there's lopsided scores. Things happen like that. I get it. But these guys are professionals. You got to think they have some heart. So it comes down to that. Do you have a little bit of heart? Do you have some pride? And I think these guys go out there, and I do think they're trying. Some teams are just that much worse than other teams. It's crazy to me how lopsided it can be, but it's the truth. All right, AFC East, Buffalo wins that division with a record of 13-3. The Dolphins, the odd man out of the AFC at 10-6. They don't make the postseason. Patriots, 7-9. The Jets 2-14, Steelers 12-4, Ravens and Browns both 11-5, Bengals 4-11, and 4-11-1. Titans 11-5, they win the division over the Colts, who are 11-5 as well. 4-12, that's the Titans. 1-15 is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Kansas City runs away with that division 14-2. Raiders 8-8. Chargers, look out for them next year, maybe. 7-9. Herbert definitely impressed me. Broncos 5-11. On the other side in the NFC, you had the Washington team 7-9. They do win that division. Giants 6-10, Cowboys 6-10, Eagles 4-11-1. Packers 13-3. Bears 8-8. They get in the postseason as well. Minnesota 7-9. Detroit 5-11, New Orleans 12-4, Tampa Bay 11-5, Panthers 5-11, Atlanta 4-12, Seattle 12-4, Rams 10-6 in the postseason, Cardinals 8-8 not in the postseason, San Francisco 6-10. That's how it goes, man. That's you win some, you lose some, and sometimes you wind up getting in the postseason, and sometimes you don't get in the postseason. Cardinals feeling the wrath of that, if you ask me. I think they're going to be kicking themselves a lot when they think about how this all went down for them and how they were on the outside looking in of the postseason this time around. I really do. I think it's tough. It's too bad. And then you think about a team like Washington who does make it, and they're 7-9. Look, I ain't mad at them. Good for them. In all honesty, good for them. All right, so now I want to run you through what will be wild card weekend. Saturday games, January 9th, Colts-Buffalo. That's going to be a great game. Rams-Seattle, another great game. Tampa-Washington. I like Tampa. The other two, I'm indecisive on those. All right, so the Sunday matchup, Baltimore-Tennessee, two of the best running attacks in the game. Does it get much better than that? No, I don't think so. Chicago and New Orleans. Look, the Bears, we just keep counting them out week in and week out, right? So who's to say they can't get it done? And then I did say this a little earlier, Cleveland and the Pittsburgh Steelers in a rematch of Week 17, where I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers were showing the Cleveland Browns all that much. So, you know what? Buckle up. You know what? NFL playoff football is here next week. Week 17 has come and gone. We have made it through the NFL season. Can you believe it? Because I'm a little shocked myself that it all went as smoothly as it did. But the season's over. The postseason is here. I got to take a break. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, and it is Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Rodgers alone in the shotgun. Jamal Williams wide to the right. Three receivers, bunch to the left. Jimmy Graham slot right side. Snap. Rodgers looking. Pump fakes. Now still looking under pressure. Throws it right side of the end zone. Is it caught? It is caught in the back line of the end zone for a touchdown. A sensational play to Jamal Williams. My goodness.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind, Week 17 style of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. By the way, you can get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. You can follow me on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. You can follow me on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports there. And man, oh man, just what a season for Aaron Rodgers when you really think about it. Dude just lit it up. Another four touchdown day, giving him 48 on the season. And I'm going to throw a stat at you people that may knock your socks off when I tell you. Aaron Rodgers threw for more touchdowns than the Green Bay Packers had punts. Let that sink in for a quick moment. You heard me correctly. Aaron Rodgers had more touchdown passes at 48 than the Green Bay Packers had punts all season long at 46. Gotta like those numbers. And you gotta like the fact that Aaron Rodgers took this offseason to get himself in a spot, in a position to where he and Matt LaFleur were on the same page, and the fact that they drafted Jordan Love, which he was upset about at the time that it happened, seems like to me it's all good now, doesn't it? Aaron Rodgers playing some of the best football that we've seen him play from his whole career, this late in his career. It's fantastic. It really is. So kudos to Aaron Rodgers for getting it in his head that, you know what, I can accept what this is, and it's not a knock on me. They're not doing this because they're trying to replace me right now. They're thinking about the future. Whether that's 3 or 4 years, okay. Time is now, man. And all you people that thought they didn't have any wide receiver weapons, I think you were sorely mistaken. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Devontae Adams, who we all know about, maybe the best wide receiver in the game. Robert Tonyan, the tight end, came out of nowhere. Alan Lazard, dude can make plays. I mean, I'm telling you what, the Green Bay Packers have a fantastic shot with home field advantage to make it all the way to the Super Bowl. Aaron Jones running the ball. Guy's really good. Jamal Williams, Dylan coming on late in the season. I think they got a lot of weapons. Really do. Green Bay Packers are going to be okay. They're going to be a tough out, especially if it has to go through Lambeau like it does. So, yeah, I like the Green Bay Packers' chances. And I'm not being a homer. And if they lose, you know what? We'll be objective and we'll break it down. But I do like their chances. Really do like their chances. I want to give you some of the leaders from around the league, and I think it's interesting, some of these. Patrick Mahomes was your passing leader. Deshaun Watson right behind him. And then you had Josh Allen, who had a phenomenal year. I really love that kid. I've been talking about him all season long. And I think this kid is just, he's got an MVP written all over him. Most seasons, the kind of season he had, you might have him in that conversation, but not when you got Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady in the top five, too. Kind of interesting there, because it didn't seem like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had that great of a season. But at the end of the day, they're in the postseason, and they have a shot. I don't know what that exactly means, but we'll find out next week. Rushing, Derrick Henry was a beast. Dalvin Cook was awesome. Aaron Jones, he's up there. David Montgomery came on. I really like the way that he came on. Stephon Diggs, best wide receiver in the game, maybe. Receiving yards and receptions, if I'm not mistaken. I think he was the leader there. Devontae Adams didn't play 2.5 games, and he's right behind him. 100-some teens. I'm not exactly sure what the number was. Diggs, I had 125, if I'm not mistaken. But Devontae Adams didn't play 2.5 games. Might be in the mix, is what I'm saying. Might have actually had more. I think he has about 150 catches, probably, if he plays those 2.5 more games. Real close, 140 catches, somewhere in that neighborhood. So, yeah, I'm impressed. T.J. Watt, by the way, Pittsburgh guy, he led the league in sacks. Aaron Donald right there, too, number two, 13.5. But that guy gets double, triple, quadruple teamed. So the fact that he gets any is beyond ridiculous. And the interceptions went to Zevin Haywood. Zevin Haywood from Miami, and I'll tell you what, it makes a lot of sense that a guy from Miami had a lot of interceptions, because the Miami Dolphins defense did a hell of a job keeping Tua in games. For instance, like against Buffalo today, dude had 3 interceptions. It's not going to cut it on this level. You're not ready for the postseason when you make mistakes like that, or that often, I should say. So, yeah, I think that Tua looked pretty solid, too, at times. And the Dolphins fell a little bit short, but the AFC was really, really good down the stretch. Had to be 11-5 to make the postseason in the AFC. Like, that's unbelievable. Every team in the AFC that's playing postseason football, they're really good. They're really good football teams. So I don't think it's like Kansas City is running away with this necessarily. I do think that there's an outside chance that a Buffalo Bills team could beat them on a little bit of an off day. Same with maybe a Baltimore Raven team. Buffalo winners of 6 straight, Ravens winners of 5 straight. I like the Titans makeup, but I'm not sold, man. I don't necessarily trust Ryan Tannehill, but then when I say that, what a play he made at the end of the game for his team. So yeah, it's tough to say who could be that team that winds up shocking Kansas City. But I do think if you look at the way that Kansas City got through the season, it wasn't like they ran through teams. Yeah, they got 14 wins. I know that. But I'm going to take a look and just check it out for a moment. Okay, so they beat the Texans the first game by 14. They beat the Chargers by 3. They beat the Ravens by 14. They beat the Patriots by 16. They lose to the Raiders by 8. They beat the Bills by 9. They crush the Broncos. They crush the Jets. They just barely beat the Panthers. They just barely beat the Raiders. They just barely beat the Buccaneers, who they were controlling that game for much of it, but eh. They barely beat the Broncos. They barely beat the Dolphins. They barely beat the Saints. They barely beat the Falcons. And then they lose to the Chargers. Again, I'm not trying to read too much into this. But I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs really dominated the way that we necessarily would think when you're looking at a team that was 14-2. So could they be beat in the postseason? Yeah. Could the Green Bay Packers be beat in the postseason? Sure. Why not, man? There's some good football teams out there. That's why this is going to be fun. That's why we do this. That's why I come to you each and every week talking about the NFL and what goes on each and every week. Because I love to do it. I hear the music. I know I got to take a break. I'm going to do that. I'll come back and I'm going to break down what I think may happen in the postseason wildcard weekend, which is next week. Can't believe it. All right. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind, week 17 style of the NFL Rewind. It's Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Sure today.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit. Brought to you by Nauseen.
It's 2 a.m. on New Year's, and the combo of greasy sliders and week-old eggnog has your stomach feeling like it's ready to uncork like cheap champagne.
For your first resolution, do you A, vomit, B, drink the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseen?
Take Nauseen.
Correct. Nauseen's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get fast-acting Nauseen now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third-party companies like JSA and Beckett, you'll love Auction of Champions. Check out auctionofchampions.com.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
Go first and goal for Russ and company. Play fake. He's going to half roll right side, still looking, throws back inside. Ball is tipped up. Is it caught? It is. It's caught in the back of the end zone by Hollister. Touchdown, Seahawks. Jacob Hollister reaches up with one hand as he's falling backwards, and Russ lays a little dime over the top for Hollister to catch, and the Seahawks have taken the lead 13-10.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
What a game!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Every week I say, what a game. And week 17 of the NFL has come and gone. It's NFL Rewind, week 17 style of the NFL Rewind here with me, Andy Dorf, on Sports Overnight America. Again, you can get at me, hit me up on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports, hit me up on Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports, and check me out on Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And Seattle will be playing a real football game on Wild Card Weekend, Saturday, January 9th. They will be hosting the Los Angeles Rams. And I'll tell you what. These two teams obviously see each other a lot. The real question is, will Jared Goff be playing? And at this moment in time, we don't have the answer. But I'll tell you this answer. If John Wolford is playing, they do not have a shot in hell to win that football game, in the Dorfman's humble opinion. So they better hope that his finger, his thumb, gets better real quick, fast, and in a hurry. Otherwise, Seattle will be marching through Wild Card Weekend, in my humble opinion. So Jared Goff needs to play. Akers needs to play well. Donald needs to get after the quarterback. They got great wide receivers, to be honest with you. The Rams I'm talking about. Woods, Kupp, so many guys that can go out there and catch the ball for them. So Jared Goff is the key, obviously. Needs to be healthy. On the other side, I mean, we've always said this. I'm not the only one. Everybody has said this. The Seahawks, like the Green Bay Packers in a lot of way, they're going to go as far as their quarterbacks can take them. So the Seattle Seahawks are going to go as far, in my humble opinion, as Russell Wilson can take them. And are they going to get the Russell Wilson of the early part of the season where he was pretty much flawless and pretty much did nothing wrong? Or are they going to get the Russell Wilson that we saw later throughout the year? And as things got a little bit more difficult, he started making a few more mistakes. So to me, that's the question. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to take Russ pretty much each and every time, no matter who he's playing for the Rams. But if Jared Goff is able to play, it does make that a much more daunting task. Carson, I expect him to be good for them running the ball. Talking about the Seahawks, Lockett, we know about him. DK Metcalf. Again, they've got weapons too. Like every team that's around has some pretty good players, and they might be able to make some noise. But in both of these cases, and in a lot of these cases, ultimately every case, these quarterbacks, you've heard me say this before too, the usual suspects. Well, look who's back. Russell Wilson is back in the postseason. So, yeah, I'm going to like the Seahawks in this one. Buffalo, Indianapolis. Well, here's where I'm at here. You know, Phillip Rivers was brought into Indianapolis to be a difference maker. Well, now he's got that opportunity to show that he can be in the postseason. However, he's doing it against a football team that, quite frankly, the Dorfman has been high on all season long. I love this football team. I love their quarterback. I think he has an extremely bright future. They're playing the Buffalo Bills, unfortunately. So I think that, yes, Phillip Rivers has been very good, extremely good, for the Indianapolis Colts all season long. And you know what? Kudos to him. Because I think a lot of people thought that this was like somewhat of a gasp or like a desperate move by the Indianapolis Colts to a certain degree. And I'll be honest with you, for the most part, I think it's turned out pretty well. So Phillip Rivers might be the difference maker. And I'll tell you who could really be a difference maker. Jonathan Taylor. You know, I talked about Derrick Henry having a huge day at 250 yards. Well, Jonathan Taylor did not want to be outshined by that dude, okay? Jonathan Taylor had 253 yards. So if Jonathan Taylor can get it going for the Indianapolis Colts, they could be a handful. I mean, Pascal, that he's a solid wide receiver. He can make plays. T.Y. Hilton, we know about him. He can make plays too. Jonathan Taylor's the key, if you ask me. Defense going to be fun to watch too. I think points are going to be at a premium in that football game. Could be explosive. May not be, though. Could be. Obviously, they both have good players. Stephon Diggs on the other side for Buffalo. Josh Allen, we know about him. He can run and he can throw the ball. Up-and-coming superstar in this game. This is a great matchup. I'm trying to talk myself into thinking that the Colts have a chance. I really am. And they do. They're obviously they're playing. Two teams, one's got to win. Hard not to take Buffalo, though, especially with the season that they've had. I would hate to see it end, I guess. So I like the Buffalo Bills to get that game done. And then the last game on Saturday would be Tampa and that football team from Washington. Well, I think Tampa went all in, right? So it only makes sense that Tampa Tom and the boys are going to go to Washington. By the way, 11-5 and 7-9, scratching their head, but Washington won their division. So here's the deal. Tampa's going to go there. Tampa's going to have a really solid football game, and they're probably going to win. And then it's going to get a little bit more challenging. Then it'll get pretty fun. Then we'll find out if Tampa Tom and the boys are ready to go. I would say that the Seattle game, if Jared Goff doesn't play, I really like Seattle. And Tampa playing Washington, you got to like Tampa Bay and Tampa Tom and all of his experience in the postseason. Even though Tampa hasn't been there in 9 years, which is great to see, by the way. Great to see that. But ultimately, man, Tampa Tom's winning, Seattle's probably winning, and I'm probably going to go with Buffalo. But I'll tell you what, Jonathan Taylor goes nuts. Buffalo could go down. All right, Sunday's matchups, Baltimore, Tennessee, Chicago, New Orleans, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Well, something's got to give in this Baltimore-Tennessee game, doesn't it? Something's got to give. You got two unbelievable running games going at it. We're not talking about good. We're talking about elite, unbelievable, really good football teams that are great at running. Obviously, we know about Derrick Henry. We know. And how do you game plan for this guy? You stack the box, and then A.J. Brown is probably going to hurt you. So this is a really daunting task. I think this is one of those games that whoever has the ball last – that may be the team that winds up coming away with the win. J.K. Dobbins has been running the ball extremely well for the Ravens. We know how Lamar can hit you up in the running game. What will he do in the passing game? That to me is always the question. What's going to happen in the passing game? He doesn't have a lot of options. That's what really scares me. Mark Andrews, Marquise Brown, Miles Boykin. He's somewhat limited. So ultimately, man, I do think that the Ravens have a legitimate shot. But I also think that the Ravens need to definitely go out there and take care of business. And they got to do it against a guy in Derrick Henry that is just going to try to go out there and crush them each and every time. So I think this is probably going to go really, really tough. I'm gonna have to come back to it because I don't want to make my decision quite yet. Hard to go against Baltimore with the winning streak that they're on, but hard to go against Tennessee with the way that they've got Derrick Henry and the way that they wound up winning in week 17. Chicago, New Orleans. I like New Orleans. Look, we've doubted Chicago all year because, quite frankly, there's a lot of flaws there. Mitch Trubisky is a guy that can throw the ball to both teams quite often, so I don't trust him. Obviously, Drew Brees, he looked a little bit better. He's starting to come around. New Orleans could be a sleeping giant, to be quite honest with you, in the NFC. Again, without home field advantage, without crowd noise, to me it makes such a huge difference. And if there's a year where it's going to get absolutely crazy and weird, this is going to be that year. And I do think New Orleans offensively is very good. Defensively, I think they're pretty good too. So is New Orleans a sleeping giant? Are the Green Bay Packers a sleeping giant? I don't know. Cleveland-Pittsburgh, that's your last game on Sunday, January 10th. Cleveland-Pittsburgh, does it get any better than that? Cleveland beats them in Week 17, but I don't think Pittsburgh showed them too much. No Big Ben, obviously Mason Rudolph going for them. I would be pretty worried about going to face Pittsburgh if I'm Cleveland in a postseason in this situation. You know what? Is it like that the Cleveland Browns got to the postseason and they feel like the weight of the world off their back? Or are they going to continue running with that ball? That's the question I have about them. Pittsburgh kind of stumbled into the postseason, so they're definitely vulnerable. So they're there for the taking. They're ripe for the taking, if you ask me. This is a great – if I'm Cleveland, I don't think I could have asked for a better situation is my point. The team you just beat in Week 17, a team that's not really who they were earlier in the season, played a lot of games late, had to play them close together. I'm kind of leaning toward Cleveland, but I do think it's a very daunting task to go to Pittsburgh. All right, I'm going to say I think Baltimore does get it done against Tennessee. I like New Orleans, and yeah, why not? Let's go with Cleveland at this moment in time. All right, I got to take a break, and obviously I'm subject to change my thoughts and opinions about that according to what happens throughout the week because COVID and everything else. I got to take a break. I'm going to come back, wrap it up the way I always do. I'm Andy Dorfer hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind, Week 17 style, as the postseason literally right around the corner now. It's Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Coin splits wide right. Trubisky rolling that way. Keeps his eyes downfield. Throws a little low, and it is Anthony Miller in the end zone. What a touchdown.
This is Sports Overnight America.
That's big!
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time with me here on the NFL Rewind. Week 17 of the NFL Rewind, and I'm Andy Dorf, right here on Sports Overnight America. Follow me on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. Follow me on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Follow me on Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so week 17, it's come, it's gone. The NFL season has come, gone, went. I can't believe it. It's like so crazy to even think that we made it through the NFL season relatively mistake-free, to be honest with you. So I do give them a lot of credit. I give them a lot of kudos for putting this all together and making it possible and just everybody doing their part and being responsible human beings, to be honest with you. I kind of wish I'd be seeing more of that throughout the world in general, but that gets me off on a whole different tangent. All right, so here's where I'm at. It's my parting shot time, like I always do to you people. Listen, the NFL postseason is here. Week 17 has come and gone. That means NFL postseason is upon us. The wild card weekend comes. That's next week. It starts on Saturday. Obviously, we get those games in. And then you go to the divisional round. And then you have the conference championship. And then it's Super Bowl time, people. No Pro Bowl this season. People got selected, but no Pro Bowl this season. Point is, buckle up. It's going to be a hell of a ride. Enjoy it because I sure as hell am. And I'm going to be here each and every week to break it down for you people and give you my insights, my info as to what I think is going down with these games. So keep it close and keep it on locked on me here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf saying peace, everybody. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.